Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First Home Care Agency. Am I speaking with Xavier Green?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Sir, I wanted to call you to introduce myself. I will be the new case coordinator for you and for Tiffany. So I just wanted to let you know that you can save this number and you can call me or text me anytime, okay?
Okay, and what are the, why is she having issues with her hours?
Oh, she's having issues with her hours?
Yeah, she told me that y'all are not logging her hours properly.
I am checking here the schedule and she has everything correctly.
No, she does not. Her check was short the past 2 weeks, and now it's starting to affect her performance
Her
because she's
check
thinking
was
about
short.
leaving.
And how many hours was it short? Do you know?
I believe it was a day. Oh, 26 hours short.
26 hours?
Oh, she's missing 10 hours. Excuse me.
Oh, 10 hours. Okay, well, she works 10 hours daily, right?
Yeah, so that's basically a whole day.
Okay, so for September 25 to September 29, she worked 49 hours, so she should only be missing 1 hour.
The check reflects that she's missing 10 hours.
Okay, let me check that.
I don't know how y'all are logging the hours, but before when Sydney was doing it, everything was fine. And now that you're assigned to us, things are starting to get messed up. I'm not saying that that's directly connected to you, but
Right.
something is not right. We haven't had these issues
Okay, well,
as
you know
often.
what? Have her call me.
We
Hello?
weren't having these
Yeah?
issues as often when we were working with Sydney.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when those issues happen, it also. I'm not saying that it's her fault, of course, but it also depends on how she clocks in and she clocks out. However, I see here that she clocks in and clocks out good. So,
I
let's
understand
see.
that, but also I've taken time out to look at the app, and the app doesn't always register the clocking.
Yeah,
And that's not her fault.
sometimes, but she mostly clocks in and clocks out good. Like, I don't really see
Yeah, so why is
much.
there an issue now?
Have her call me. Have her call me, and I will check, you know, the pay stub with her to see maybe what
Okay.
inconsistencies she's having. Okay.
Yes, could you please try to get that
Yeah.
situated as soon as possible because I really don't want her to leave.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. No worries.
All
Sir,
right.
before I let you go, I wanted to confirm some information that I have from you here. So
Sure.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. I have here that you are authorized 50 hours a week. Is that good? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I also have one address here, which is 5632
McMahon Street.
McMahon Street, and the zip code is 19144.
1944. Yes.
Okay, good. Will this be the main line to call you? Two
Yes.
six seven two. Yeah, okay, good. And well, you already told me about what's going on with Tiffany, but is there anything else that you wanted to let us know?
No, outside of the payroll issue here, everything is
Okay.
perfect. Everything is perfectly fine.
Okay, good. And just one more question, sorry, before I let you go. Have you been admitted to the hospital or maybe went to an ER visit, an emergency visit in the last 2 weeks?
No, but did see the dentist yesterday. And I do have a referral for an emergency extraction, emergency tooth extraction.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, just, you know, is that we, whenever you go to the hospital for an emergency, or maybe you're admitted, we do need to know that information, at least, you know, within the next 48 hours. So, you know, keep that in mind and let Tiffany know that too. Okay?
All right.
Well, that was everything that I needed from you, sir. It was nice meeting you, and have Tiffany call me, okay?
All right. You have a good day, Mary.
You do. Take care. Bye-bye.